perfectly. Not like this. This is my fault. Me. So anyway, really nice to meet all of you. Oof, you're right, they really are a serious-looking bunch. In a good way. So, in conclusion, Ian's good. Give him the money. See you later.
So, move on, shall we?
I forgot my purse.
He already had the folder. Take this folder. I never want to see it again. I think that went well.
Did it?
Yeah. The glaring, the awkwardness, the cold stare from Ian. Just what I was hoping for. Oh, I think I talk too much.
You? Never. Come on, let's go to work. There's a guy there who you know loves your delightfully impulsive nature.
I can't do it. I'm bad.
Oh, come here.
You are not bad. Do you know why? Because if you were bad, then that would mean that I was a bad teacher, and in fact, I am a fabulous teacher.
Right?
Hence, you couldn't possibly be bad.
You've got a point.
Come on, let's all play together. You ready? One, two, three.
Did you land the money then?
I had him in the palm of my hand. I can't believe Samantha pulled that stunt right after she spent all morning being peeved at me for not being in the moment or some such politics.
All birds are like that.
Especially the Yanks. What do they come up with?
Oprah. Oh, right.
You're up, guys.
Okay. Excuse me, miss. I couldn't help but notice that you work here. I was just wondering what time you, knock off.
I'll just piss off, will you?
Shit, sorry, mate.
That's all right, Nigel. Sorry. I should be getting off anyway. Samantha.
Right, well, see you later, boys.
Bye-bye, Romeo.
I think she liked you.
Definitely liked you, mate.
I just need an objective person to tell me if the surrealist news should go on the east wall, or whether I should put the multiple phallus sculptures there. They look pretty amazing when the sun hits them.
That they do.
Is that Ian? What's he doing?